Wonderful day, a wonderful time. Our health Sunday, where we were guided in things or in ways, guided in ways to improve our health. Hallelujah. Why? Because here at High Praise, we acknowledge what needs to be prayed for. And we acknowledge that which we need to be trained and use skills to know what is right and what is wrong. Hallelujah. Health for the wonderful Sunday that we had. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And in the during that same day last week, God ministered to our lives, speaking to our lives in a certain state, in a certain way, that we always survive what we go through. Not because we are perfect, but because our testimony is needed on the other side. By feature of carrying the testimony, you have to arrive on the other side. Because there are people who are waiting for your testimony. Many a times, children of God, when you call people to come and testify, you will find people telling more of what the devil has done in their lives than speaking what God has done. Can I tell you, church, a true testimony, a true testimony is when you tell us what God has done. Because all the bad that has happened in your life has been done by the enemy. And we want you to tell us, or we expect a true testimony to tell us what the Lord has done. A true testimony lift the name of Jesus above the name of the enemy. A true testimony tells more of what the Lord has done. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
After having heard about the life of Job,
there
is something that comes to mind. When you get to the last chapter, where Job testifies and says, the purpose of God can never be thwarted, can never be deviated. It's like Job was saying, I have faced everything I faced, but there's nothing that has come alive that has come alive like the purpose of God in my life. This was the testimony of a man who was known to be blameless, but faced every difficulty. And then in chapter 42, he says, I know that you can do everything, and that no thought or no plan or no purpose can be thwarted. The purpose of God for your life will not be thwarted. It will not be deviated. It remains true. It remains available. And it remains strong. And it remains stronger than the attacks of the enemy. Did I say the enemy will not attack you? Did I say the devil will not attack you? I didn't say that. But I said,
above all other things, the purpose of God will continue to prevail in the name of Jesus. Put your hands together in the name of Jesus. Today, I want to make a continuation on that same kind of message. I made a statement on this one. I made a statement last week pertaining to this, where I said the wise men from the east who were going to meet Jesus, they missed the way. When the star disappeared, but when they were restored, they were overjoyed. You will overjoy. You will be overjoyed in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. The book of Matthew, chapter 2. The Bible reads thus. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Turn to your neighbor and say, are you happy to be in church? Are you happy to witness the man's Sunday? The man of Zion. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
It's a Sunday of man. Praise be to God. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem. And they asked, where is the one who has been born king of the Jews? Where is the one who has been born king of the Jews? They said, we saw his star in the east and came to worship him. When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed. Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Christ was to be born. In Bethlehem, in Judea, they replied, for this is what the prophet has written. Verse 7. Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, go and make a careful search for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me, that I too may go and worship him. After they heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen in the east went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. When they saw the star, my message today says, let your star of hope shine again. Let your star of hope, let it shine again. I may not know how you started, but just because you started, let your star of hope shine again. Down the line, you may have faced many challenges. Challenges that made your star of hope to disappear. But I'm here to say, I command your star of hope to shine in your favor again. Maybe during the start of the year, when you accepted Christ as your Lord and Savior, your prayer life was perfect. Your fasting life was good. Your commitment to the work of God was good. But down the line, some of the things happened, and it seemed like you were no longer going anywhere. But I'm here to say to you, let your star of hope shine again. Because when it shines again, you will be overjoyed in the name of Jesus. As a father, as a mother, as a young person, as a Sunday school, whatever comes your way, let the star of hope shine in your favor. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Praise the
Lord. The Bible says, on coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold and of incense. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
But look at what happened in verse 13. When they had gone, the Lord, in fact, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, get up. Take the child and his mother and say, and escape to Egypt. Stay there until I tell you. For Herod is going to search for the child to kill him. There are things that are happening in our lives that are after the child that we are carrying, that are after the future. When the Bible talks of a child, it is talking of a future. When the Bible talks of a child, it talks of something that is in progress. Whatsoever was in progress in your life, the enemy wants to delay it because the star has disappeared. But I command your star to shine in your favor. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, whatever power that is coming after the child, I am protecting the child, because this child is the future of my generation, because this child is the future of my family. Let your star of hope, let your star of hope, let it shine again. And when it shines this time, let it not disappear. In the name of Jesus. What is the star? Where is the star? The Bible tells us of Jesus being the bright and morning star. I decree the morning star, the morning star, to shine in your favor, in your life, in your destiny, in your future,
in your health, in your job, in the name of Jesus. When the star disappeared, they found themselves in the house of Herod. And Herod said to them, go and find this Jesus. And when you find him, come back and tell me. So that I can also go and worship him. But look at what Herod did. After realizing that the wise men were not coming back, he then sent out an army and he said, go around, kill every child of 1 year old, in fact, up to 2 years. Kill every child. Why are they all suffering? Because there is a child. All the other children were suffering. All the other babies were suffering. Because there is a baby that has been born. In your life today, the devil is trying to kill your dream. But I'm here to declare, your dream will come alive. Your purpose will come alive. In the name of Jesus. He said, go. Kill every child. Kill every child. Kill every child. The question is, why every child, Herod? Why every child, Herod? And the answer from Herod would say, because amongst the children, amongst the babies, there is a baby. Amongst the babies, there is a king. But as I'm trying to kill the king, I need to kill every child. In some of us, the enemy is trying to kill everything. Everything around you, your relations, they are destroyed. Your family is destroyed. Your health is destroyed. Why? Because there is a baby that is carrying your future. And I'm here to say to you, let the star rise again, shine again, and lead you to your destiny, and lead you to your future, and lead you to your future, and lead you to your breakthrough. When Herod killed the children, it's not because he hated children. He was not hating children, but the children had to suffer because he was looking for a king. In your life, there is a great thing. In your life, there is a great purpose that the enemy is trying to destroy. And he's using a lot of things just to kill what God has in store for you. But I'm here as a servant of God. And as a servant of God, I'm here to say to you, when you get to the book of Job, Job chapter 14, I think it's verse 7 and 9.
Verse 7 to 9.
Job chapter 14.
Job 14, verse 7 to 9.
My Bible says,
the Bible it is,
for there is hope for a tree. Even if it is cut down, there is hope for a tree. That it will sprout again. And that the tender branch will never cease. I'm here to say to you, there is hope for your dream. There is hope for your purpose. There is hope for your purpose. If you remain firm, if you remain committed, if you remain firm, if you just look at the star, there is hope for your tree. There is hope for your tree. There is hope for your tree. In the name of Jesus, may the hope be your hope that you will rise again. You will not remain stagnant. You will not remain defeated. You will not be overcome. In the name of Jesus. Verse 8.
The Bible
says, though the roots thereof was old in the earth and the stalk thereof die in the ground. Verse 9. Yet through the scent of water. Yet at the scent of water. It will part again. And it will bring forth. Like a blood. Hallelujah. Just at the scent of water. Just at the scent of water. Many of us are looking for the water. But the Bible says here, just at the scent of water, life will come back again. At the hearing of my voice, at the hearing of the word of God, may life come back again. In the name of Jesus. For there is hope for a tree. Let the hope come alive. The pillar. Let the hope come alive. Upon your life. In the name of Jesus. Because your testimony is expected on the other side. Some of us. The testimony we are carrying is the testimony of victory. Some of us. The testimony we are carrying is the testimony of how we survived. We survived through the power of the name of Jesus. We overcame through the power of the name of Jesus. The Bible says in the book of Revelation, they overcame him. They overcame him by the power of the blood and the power of their testimony, of their confession. They overcame him by the power of the blood and the power of their confession. This new month, I decree and declare, you are overcoming every trouble by the power of the blood and the power of your confession. The testimony of your confession is the testimony of how, not how many times you have been hurt. There was a lot. Sometimes you don't need to be telling people how many times you have been hurt. Tell them how many times God has healed you. And by knowing how many times God has healed you, automatically we know how many times you have been attacked. But God saw me through. But God saw me through. This God will see you 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 through. Because his purpose for your marriage, for your life, for your family, his purpose cannot be delayed any longer. It cannot be delayed anymore. It cannot be destroyed any longer. Because God is shining his light. God is shining his light. God is shining his light. High praise assembles. May you know and know this. There is hope for your tree. We are the tree today. Though we may be cut. Though we may be pruned. But at the scent of water. The light will shine again. In the name of Jesus. God has commanded the light to shine in your favor. God has commanded his light to shine in his favor. To shine in your favor. 1 Corinthians 11. Bible says. The Bible says. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Are you there, church? Are you there, church? At the scent of water. Okay, the Bible says, be ye followers of me. Even as I also follow Christ. Verse 2. The Bible says.
Verse 2.
Now I praise you, brethren, that you remember me in all things and keep the ordinances As I have delivered them to you, Church of the Living God, I'm delivering the word of God. May you never miss your portion as I deliver the word of God to you. And in verse 3, the Bible says, but I would not have known that the head of every man is Christ, and the head of the woman is the man, and the head of Christ is God. This is the structure of how God has made things to
be.
But the enemy has come to shift people away from their position. But I'm here to say, may you be taken back to your position. May you be taken back to your position. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command light to shine in your favor. I declare light shining in your favor. Don't lose your life. Don't lose your future. Don't lose your light. Don't lose your light because of what you are facing. Remain committed. Remain firm. Remain firm. There is hope for a tree. There is hope for a tree. There is hope for a man to go back to his position. As fathers, today, we have got a big assignment of remaining in our position. Even when the enemy comes in like a flood. The Bible says, when an enemy comes in like a flood, the Lord will raise up a standard against him. I am here to say, Church of the Living God, may God raise the standard against the storm. In your life, in Jesus' name, may God raise the standard for your favor. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. When we looked at Jeremiah, we realized that we saw last week that he was told by God that I ordained you before you were born. I separated you. I set you apart to carry my message. Can I say to you, don't drop down the message until it reaches the other end. Don't drop down the message until it gets to where it's supposed to get. In the name of Jesus Christ, and as I stand before you, I'm carrying the message of Christ. Him crucified, him being buried, and rising again. Rising again. May he rise again in your favor. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. The light of God shined in darkness. The darkness cannot comprehend. Darkness cannot comprehend. The enemy cannot comprehend what God is doing in your life. In the name of Jesus Christ, let God be exalted above all other gods. In our lives and our families, let the star of hope rise again. Don't lose your hope. Don't lose your hope. And let the light of the star of hope rise in your favor. Because the star carries fulfillment. The star in your life carries the fulfillment of God's purpose. The star in your life carries fulfillment of the promises of God. The promises of God will be fulfilled as you remain firm in the word of God. Remain firm
Mani ume uzite.
Remain firm.
Mani uzite.
See the beacon of hope, the shining hope.
Bona lokukhanya lethemba lekhanya.
Can I tell you this?
Manje ngakutshela nabo.
When God destroyed the land.
Ngesikhathi uNkulunkulu abhubhisa.
Through the flood.
Ngemanzi.
Ngikhukhula. The Bible says.
The Bible lithi.
Then a rainbow appeared.
Wakhamuka umusho wenkosazana.
And that rainbow was signifying.
Lo musho wenkosazana bowusho ukuthi
the end of a season.
Ugcina kwaleyo
kwaleso
sikhathi.
And the beginning of a new season.
Ngokuqala wabusha kwalesinye isikhathi.
I can say to you, church.
Ngisho ngithi kini,
God is ready to begin a new season. In your life in Jesus. The season of crying. The season of suffering. Let it be over today. In the name of Jesus. And the season of hope. The season of fulfillment. The season of victory. Be your season. In the name of Jesus. Let it be your season. Let it be your season. When the star appeared. The Redeemer appeared. When the star appeared. The fulfillment appeared. May there be fulfillment of the word of God in our lives. In Jesus' name. You know, Isaiah prophesied about the birth of Jesus Christ. And it was fulfilled. Isaiah prophesied. When he said unto us, a child is born. And unto us, a son is given, and upon him all the powers and the authority of the earth will be. Everything is upon Christ. Your future is upon Christ. Don't allow the enemy to steal it. Your future is in Christ. When the guidance of the star appeared, when the guidance of the star appears, it indicates God leading his people. Who is leading you? Who is leading you? If you were to give Christ a chance to lead your life, I can assure you, he will lead you to fulfillment. There will be fulfillment of your future. When the star appeared, the Bible says it led them direct to the place where they needed to be. And when it landed above the place, the star stood still. And they entered. May the star of hope appear again. In the name of Jesus Christ. Don't look at what has happened in your life. Look at the star of hope. Because this star of hope carries the destiny of your life. May you be inspired as you see the star. May you be inspired to submit to the star. Submit to the star. And that star is the bright and morning star. Is the bright and morning star.
It's a bright and morning
star. He is the bright and morning star. Don't give up on your life. Don't let go. But let God be God. Let God be God.
They were overjoyed. They were overjoyed. Some of us are asking ourselves, when last did I ever experience joy and be overjoyed? I'm here to say to you, let the word of God come alive and transform us. Be you transformed by the renewal of your mind. When our minds are renewed, it is as we reflect to the star. It is the star of hope. And the star of hope is the star of victory. And the star of victory is the star of confidence. And the star of confidence is the star of destiny. Is the star of destiny. To our young men and women, young men, the youth, to the youth, I am saying, let's not lose focus on what God has called us to be, on what God has given unto us. We are going to go far because of the value of the star of hope. Christ is the ultimate star of hope. Is the star of hope. And this hope never disappoints. This hope leads us to eternal life. Let us stand on our feet. The hope of Christ leads us to our destiny. This same Christ is the bright and morning star. He brings eternal hope. He brings eternal hope. Let there be eternal hope in your life. In the mighty name of Jesus. I need an everlasting guide. I need an everlasting guide. God is available. God is here. God is here. Does it matter the star disappeared? But find yourself again. Find yourself again. And when you find yourself this time around, you will discover your destiny. And you will fulfill your purpose. Maybe you have got people in the house. I am here to say to you, that sickness in your body, that challenge in your body, does not carry your future. It does not carry your future. But your future is on looking at the star of hope. The star of hope carries your fulfillment in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ.